Good morning. So, Amy just had a suggestion that maybe we should try to figure out how the kids can generate electricity with those chairs. You got a little taste of what life's like at home for us. So, it's hard to believe, but this is our last Sunday together with me as your pastor. Of course, given the circumstances, I'm fairly certain that this is not how any of us envisioned this morning to go. But of course, that has been the theme over the last few months. A lot has happened in a way that we maybe didn't envision. And I think we've done pretty well given the circumstances of what we've been able to accomplish together. You know, I think our best during this time has been pretty amazing to observe. From the videos shared by all of you in your homes and in your gardens, to the many gardens planted, the bills paid, the cards written, the phone calls made. You all have opened yourselves to what community could look like, can look like, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a difficult time. And so it's been really quite a pleasure to experience that and watch that with you. Thursday night was another example of just how big your hearts are and certainly how creative you all are in coming together. Thursday's goodbye was truly a beautiful evening. And our family wants to thank you all so much for your efforts of helping us to feel loved, to feel valued, to be able to say goodbye in that way. And we really did feel that. We did feel valued and loved. It worked. And I didn't even cry too much, which is something we'll see if I can do today as well. I hope you know that we will miss you all. We'll miss singing together. We'll miss breaking bread. We'll miss doing life in this community. As I said on Thursday night, a group of folks like Millersburg Mennonite is needed in this community more now than ever before. And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to never cover up your hearts for the broken, for the alone, for the disenfranchised, and the hurting. Never stop welcoming and including all people. Never stop including people and welcoming people into your lives, into your homes, around your tables. Never give up hope that using your hands and your feet, your hearts, the compassion you have, the resources you have, the many gifts and talents that you have, never give up hope that using these things can bring heaven more closely to earth. And so as we begin our time of study, let's pray together this morning. Bow your heads. God of love and peace, we ask that you make us aware of your presence with us now. Help us to be people of grace, people of compassion, people of love, people of hope. Guide us now through your Spirit, we pray. Amen. So I thought I would do a little check-in this morning. I'd like to know, and if you were here, I'd hope to hear from you. How is your level of hope these days? Do you have it? Is it lacking? What is in your life that's giving you hope right now? Is there anything? What is What is going on that's making it difficult for you to have hope? For this morning's sermon, my last opportunity to preach to you all, I want to leave you with just one phrase, just one thing to carry with you into the future. This one phrase relates to all of our lives. It relates to our world, our communities, and any situation that we find ourselves in, no matter how desperate. It's relevant to COVID, it's relevant to racism and politics and the church and everything in between. It's relevant to the goodbyes and the hellos and the I'm not going anywheres. It's relevant to I feel so alone and give me some space. It's relevant to someone saying I don't love you anymore and someone saying I love you for the first time. It's a phrase that speaks into the darkness and the light equally. It has the same meaning regardless of circumstances, and it is as consistent of a promise as God's promise to never stop loving us. And like choosing to believe God's promise to love us, we also have to choose to believe this phrase. These words aren't magic. They're not magic, but they're true. You know, you've probably heard them before. You've probably even chosen to say them or believe them at times. And I bet at other times you've forgotten to say them or think them. Maybe even other times you couldn't bring yourself to believe that they were actually true. Nonetheless, we should say them often. We should say them in great quantity, especially in the moments when we actually believe them the least. They're powerful. You can speak them into existence. You can live into them. You can allow them to keep you going. They can encourage you. They can stretch you. And when you allow them, they will change your perspective. They will change you. You know, it was almost 14 years ago that I found myself in the most hopeless situation I've ever experienced. I remember feeling like my world was crashing down. The world I had known, the life that I had been living, was ripped away. And the truth is that I didn't know what to do. I remember the night that it happened, I was laying in the dew-filled lawn of the rental house that I was in at the time. It was around 11 p.m. when I called my friend Jim, just weeping. He rushed over to the house, pulled in the driveway, and laid next to me in the grass. Didn't say a word. We just stared at the stars in silence, and I remember sobbing, and he just let me sob. My life fell over. It had all crashed down. What I knew, what I thought was possible, where I thought I was going. And in the midst of this chaos, I felt like a failure. I felt embarrassed. I felt shameful. I felt like I was never going to recover. Some mornings, you know, it took everything in me just to get out of bed. Have you ever had mornings like that? Everything in life at that time was covered in this dark hue of gray. And it was in the midst of this aftermath, the aftermath of this situation, that I found myself with a strange opportunity. And not to sound overly Shakespeare-ish, which is hard to say in a word I think I just made up, but the opportunity was to hope or not to hope. At the crux of my life in chaos, I was faced with a choice. On one hand, there was hope, and on the other hand, desperation. Have you ever found yourself with the same opportunity? What did you choose? As you know, our family is going through a big transition right now. A transition that really didn't develop quite the way that we had hoped for. In fact, we couldn't have ever imagined the series of events that unfolded in this time. And while it's still good and it's exciting and it's definitely has hope in it, it didn't happen the way that we anticipated. You know, one of the things, as Kelly and I have been talking about, that we are lamenting the most is about leaving the home that we had searched for almost 2 years. We're leaving behind hard work that we poured into it and the unfulfilled dreams of this land that we have grown to love. Our inability to garden and landscape, I think, was one of the biggest disappointments for us. We'd hoped that this summer was the summer for it. So we imagined hostas and tulips and sunflowers and peonies and fruit trees, just lots and lots of fruit trees. And then with COVID and transitions and job hunting and recently having to get the house ready to sell, we'd lost hope for a garden, for landscaping. Especially, we'd lost hope for flowers on this land. I know it seems small, but these things are important to us. Then several weeks back, our mower broke down. Just another blow. And since our mower was down, the grass around our house continued to grow. It was starting to look a little bit like a hay field. So it felt sort of like an insult to injury. Then one day, Kelly and I were out walking on the hillside, and we saw them everywhere. Daisies. Beautiful clusters of daisies everywhere, all over our property. And since we couldn't mow, they were growing here and there, all over the yard. We would have never known about these daisies had our mower not quit working. See, God's landscaping was better than we could have ever imagined. And so we did fix the mower, and with the mower fixed, we started to mow around these patches of daisies. Daisies on the hillside driveway meant to lead to our future barn. Daisies near the now empty chicken coop. Daisies along the former fence row that contained the pigs. They are replacing the life that is no longer there. They are, in a way, fulfilling our dreams not realized in our brief time of stewarding this land. See, daisies feel like hope to me. Millersburg Mennonite is going through a transition now, too. One that I would assume most had hoped to avoid until sometime long down the road. I'm sure that there are moments when it's hard to understand. I'm sure that there are moments when the thought of a transition is frustrating and exhausting at the same time. I'm sure that there are moments when you worry about what's next, what are we going to do? Maybe in general, transitions are hard for you. Maybe just the unknown is hard for you. You hate it. You know, maybe it feels like between pandemics and protests and police and politics, you feel a little low on hope for the world. But I want to encourage you, because it is in moments like these when we find ourselves with this strange opportunity to choose. An opportunity that might not feel rational, it might not feel logical, and yet it's an opportunity to hope, an opportunity to lean into hope, to believe God's promises. The opportunity to pay attention to the daisies, to mow around them, to recognize that it's okay to embrace hope that looks different than what we had first imagined. That's the opportunity we have. See, where dreams are not realized, where dreams change, where transitions happen, where things don't quite work out the way that we had hoped for, there are always daisies. So remember earlier on when I said that there is one phrase that I wanted to leave you with. I don't think it's terribly profound. It's quite simple, really. There is hope. That's it. There is always hope. That's all I want you to know. And so as I say goodbye, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power to us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rules and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and he appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So may God fill you with hope. There is hope, my friends. Keep your eyes out for the daisies. We love you and we will miss you. Grace and peace to you.